Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estaller with a word in edgewise. Today is the 7th of July, the 188th day of 2025. We have 177 days ahead of us on our way to 2026. Days of sun and wind, warming and moving 1 hour into the next. Days of fog and rain, cooling and sustaining the verdant landscape. Days eventually of snow and ice to remind us of our most basic needs. Bird expert Bob DeShane says Maine is one of the most dramatic transition zones on the planet, meaning that it contends with the tropics from below and the tundra from above, and reflects the tenacity of the many species of birds that frequent our landscape. An example this past week for me was the barn swallow that had made a nest on a flat diagonal brace on the underside of deck joists. Despite the work I was proceeding with from time to time as near as a foot or so away on the top side of those joists, which were covered in 5/4 eastern white cedar decking, the barn swallow was flying to and from its nest to continue its temporary residence underneath the deck. This barn swallow, of course, was not the first to have found transient accommodations at our house in the making that I've been working on part-time for several years and now more or less full-time. In fact, my girlfriend tells me I've reported no fewer than a half dozen such rent-free tenants in as many years. I'm reminded of birthday girl Margaret Walker's poem, Lineage. My grandmothers were strong. They followed plows and bent to toil. They moved through fields sowing seed. They touched earth and grain grew. They were full of sturdiness and singing. My grandmothers were strong. My grandmothers are full of memories, smelling of soap and onions and wet clay, with veins rolling roughly over quick hands. They have many clean words to say. My grandmothers were strong. Why am I not as they? Are we as strong as our ancestors? Is our bent for being socially acceptable in the 21st century influencing the accuracy or inaccuracy of our interactions with nature? Is it more important for us to keep a smile on our face and a pocket full of cliches at the ready than it is to be genuine? Consider birthday girl Helene Johnson's poem, A Southern Road. Yolk-colored tongue, parched beneath a burning sky, a lazy little tune hummed up the crest of some soft, sloping hill, one streaming line of beauty flowing by a forest pregnant with tears, a hidden nest for beauty idly flung by God in one lonely lingering hour before the Sabbath. A blue-fruited black gum, like a tall predella, bears a dangling figure, sacrificial dower to the raff, swinging alone, a solemn, tortured shadow in the air. Heavenward tonight, our waxing gibbous moon appears to hang near the bright red star Antares, brightest star in the constellation Scorpius, the Scorpion. And tomorrow night, our moon is featured in front of the center of the Milky Way and near the teapot asterism of the constellation Sagittarius, the Archer. Then on Thursday evening, night after sunset, we have July's full black moon. Full buck moon, also known variously as the berry moon, the feather molting moon, the salmon moon, the choke cherries are ripe moon, the ripe corn moon, the raspberry moon, the thunder moon, and the halfway summer moon. Today in 1456, in an act that calls into question the expression, better late than never, a retrial verdict acquitted Joan of Arc of heresy, 25 years after she was burned at the stake. Today in 1862, the U.S. Land Grant Act endowed state colleges with federal land. Today in 1898, the U.S. Congress via the Organic Act annexed the Hawaiian Islands. Today in 1912, at the Stockholm Olympics, Native American athlete Jim Thorpe won the pentathlon gold medal. Today in 1946, Mother Frances Xavier Caprini became the first U.S. citizen to be canonized by the Roman Catholic Church. Today in 1953, Che Guevara began his road trip through Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and El Salvador. Today in 1966, the obscenity ban for William Burroughs' novel Naked Lunch was overturned by the Massachusetts Supreme Court. Today in 2019, the U.S. women's soccer team won its fourth World Cup. Today in 2023, NASA, via its Deep Space Network, beamed Ringo Starr's voice wishing peace and love across the universe in honor of his 83rd birthday. Today in 1940 in Liverpool, England, Elsie and Big Richie Starkey welcomed their new son, Little Richie, into the world. When the child was three, his parents separated and soon divorced, and by age six, young Richard began having medical difficulties that included an appendicitis that led to peritonitis, a coma that lasted for days, and 12 months of recovery, after which his mother allowed him to stay home from school. By age eight, young Richard remained illiterate until a neighbor successfully tutored the child. Unfortunately, 5 years later, young Richard experienced another medical setback, contracting tuberculosis and subsequently being admitted to a sanitarium for 2 years. This time, however, a silver lining developed when Richard was introduced to percussion instruments as boredom relief, and thereafter became increasingly interested in drumming. Just as the skiffle craze was hitting England in the 1950s, young Richard's mother, Elsie, who had been working as a barmaid, bought her son a set of drums, upon which he developed a style that appealed to a number of local bands, the penultimate one being Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, who had an amiable rivalry with another local Liverpool group, this one calling themselves the Beatles, and they frequently would have a substitute drummer who wore numerous rings, had a fanciful interest in the American West, and earlier along the way had renamed himself Ringo Starr. And thus the former Richard Starkey became the Beatles' replacement drummer, playing the drums on the group's first British recording, Love Me Do, and within a year being one among the four lads who rose to the top of the music charts, entertaining royalty and touring the world. Today is also the birthday in 1851 of American gospel music composer Charles Tindley, in 1860 of Austrian composer Gustav Mahler, in 1861 of the American geneticist who discovered sex chromosomes, Nettie Stevens, in 1880 of American engineer and inventor of the bread slicing machine, Otto Frederick Rohweder, in 1887 of Belarusian French painter Marc Chagall, in 1899 of American film director George Cukor, in 1906 of American Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Satchel Paige, in 1907 of American Harlem Renaissance poet Helene Johnson, and of American sci-fi author Robert Heinlein, in 1909 of American Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman Billy Herman, and of American actor Eddie Mayhoff, in 1911 of American actress and singer Joan Perry, in 1915 of American Chicago Black Renaissance poet Margaret Walker, in 1922 of Pierre Cardin, in 1924 of American vocalist Mary Ford, in 1927 of American trumpeter and bandleader Doc Severinsen, and in 1941 of English rock basic Jim Rodford, in 1944 of American rock musician Warren Entner, and in 1949 of American actress Shelley Duvall. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this third full week of summer and the 28th week of 2025.